Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a long wait for this to happen, but eventually the epic dropped and it was far more than what was expected. What I'm talking about is Bluey, which if you're a parent, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not, you won't have a clue. The much-loved Australian series released what would, by its standards, a feature-length episode, quickly followed by a new series no one knew was coming. The 98FM presenter Suzanne Kane is here to share her Bluethusiasm. Good afternoon, Suzanne.
Hello there.
I can't understand what the fuss is about, because anyone with children would know about Bluey for years.
Well, no.
People are acting like there's this new thing called Bluey.
I will just say, I know we're kind of in the same, but so my kids, my eldest Ushin is 9, Hannah is 7, and then my youngest Sadie's 3. So Sadie brought us Bluey.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably like you, a bit of PTSD. We've been through the Peppa years.
Yeah.
Like the Peppa years have put years on all of us. Like they really have. And then if you've been to Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse, we've gone through that as well. There's been a lot there. And then in recent years, I don't know whether Cocomelon was a thing for you.
No, she just missed Cocomelon.
Oh, you did well.
Yeah. Like, no, we did have, because there's a series called Chip and Potato, which
yes,
is kind
Chip
of like
Potato,
Bluey.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. And yeah. Chip and Potato was fine. I had a friend, it was milk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been down that. So it's not new, but I think maybe because there's been so much about this episode, The Sign, I think it's been in every kind of newspaper article. People have seen it online. And I think because other adults, even if they don't have children, have called for other adults to go, watch The Sign.
Yeah.
Just watch The Sign. And then they're like, what is Bluey all about?
Yeah. And so what's The Sign about? Because this is like,
new news to people.
Bluey's Oppenheimer.
Okay. So Bluey in itself is an Australian family. So it's a mom, a dad, and then the two kids that are in the family. I say this, and again, out of context, this sounds strange, but and maybe you'll agree, they're a very relatable cartoon dog family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, honestly, I know that sounds like a weird thing. I didn't relate with the pig, but I really relate with every aspect of the Bluey family and everything about Bluey's family, I should say. So The Sign was the last episode. It was 28 minutes long. We've had 3 seasons of Bluey. There's been about 59 episodes per series, 8 minutes long. And then The Sign was 28 minutes long.
Mm.
We heard rumblings of this. So basically, it looks like it's the end of the family, as in they're going to pack up their house, which is iconic because they both have their rooms and the mom and dad have all the memories there. Dad's going to take a new job. They're going to head away. And it's about kind of that next part of their lives. Like they walk. Have you watched The Sign?
No.
Oh, Sean.
I don't have to.
No, you should.
I don't have a child forcing me to do it now.
But even, do you know what? Just it's like they walk around all the rooms and they say goodbye to the rooms.
Oh, God.
And then the music changes. And also in it, there's a sub, which there always is, by the way, with Bluey, even in the 8 minutes, there's always a subplot.
Mm.
So then there's a marriage going on. And it's actually about this couple are getting married and that the groom-to-be, you know, the male in this heterosexual relationship is making all the decisions for the woman and then, the other dog. And then she stands up and goes, no, actually, we're not moving. She finds her voice. It's a real moment.
Yeah.
And then we're worried because we're like, the lads are moving. They're gone.
Where are they going to go?
Right. There's a new couple eyeing up this new house. It's all very formative. And then, which a lot of people actually are quite angry about, as it turns out then, at the very end of the episode, they take the sale sign down and they stay in the house. Now, this is uproar with parents because they're like, it kind of then starts, if your kids wreck your head enough, then you'll, do you know what I mean?
They can get what they want, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I was quite disappointed in the episode. And again, you have to give a bit of context. It's a cartoon episode about a dog family. You know, they're not real children trying to wreck their mom and dad's head about moving house. And ultimately, if you need to move house, you're going to have to. But it's a really, really emotional episode. But you know what? There's so many episodes like it this morning. We were getting ready for school and my daughter Hannah now is on the Bluey buzz because Sadie makes her watch it. There was an episode called Copycat. Now this has happened in your house a million times where you say something and your child just repeats it back like the parrot.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Can you put your coat on? Put your coat on. Stop copying me. And it starts like that and the dad is like, oh, Janie, here we go. And a budgie falls out of a tree. And they pick the budgie up and they put it in a box, run and get a box, put it in the box, and they bring the budgie to the vet. I had a similar situation in our house. We nicknamed a pigeon called Popcorn. My son, we brought it to the vets, and I lied. He's not listening. And I said that Popcorn made it, and he went off to meet his other pigeon friends. in the episode of Bluey. I couldn't lie to him. I couldn't lie.
No,
he was so invested in this pigeon. I couldn't go. The thing was destroyed. Right,
yeah.
You know? Anyway, and the dad's like, I think a cat got it. And anyway, in they go. And the news comes then that no, the budgie did. But they addressed it. They went, the budgie didn't make it. My kids are like forlorn this morning going, the poor budgie didn't make it. And I was like, but sometimes, you know, it's the same way with sports. You try and tell them, like, you're going to lose more times than you're going to win.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, play it out through Bluey. I just go, I'll find an episode that explains that in Bluey.
Crikey. And then didn't they drop another surprise series?
So then, yes. And it wasn't even listed. It was listed as an old one, which was called The Surprise. But we see Bluey a little bit older in it. And then there's this unexplained grandchild, which I don't know was an unexplained pregnancy from somebody else or who that child is yet. We haven't fully investigated into it. But I think it leads us back into there will definitely be more Bluey. It is such a successful franchise for them. But it, like, they're coming to Dublin. They're coming to the Three
as
Olympia
a show they have,
as the show, which Peppa does. I'd rather sit through Bluey with his mom and his dad and his sister. I'd rather do that. But even like in terms of the episodes, like, you've 59 episodes in each series. There's loads there. And actually, and you've been through this, you know, when something's on a loop, you're like, I can't do Cocomelon Lane one more time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas with Bluey in the background, I'm like, you'll laugh at the dad and you'll laugh at the mom. And again, for context, it is a dog family that is a cartoon that live in Australia. And yet I go, I really relate with that.
Yeah, well, often dogs can be more human than humans are.
Well, they are a man's best friend, so it makes sense. Whereas meanwhile, over with Peppa Pig, like, she's over fat shaming her poor dad. She's awful to her best mate,
like,
Susie.
The way they treat Daddy Pig is just appalling.
Justice for Daddy Pig, I say.
Yeah.
Like, he gets fat shamed all the time. Then they make the mom out to be real stupid. She's awful to her pal, Susie. Susie gets an awful lot of time. And then poor George still isn't talking. He's just walking around with his dinosaur. Whereas
nobody's worried about that.
But even like there's kind of undertones in Bluey that, you know, they explain stuff. And like, they have never said about neurodiversity in Bluey. They, you know, they've never attached any label, you say, to anybody in. But they'll say, like, the characters, maybe Jack might display characteristics of ADHD. Mm. Or, you know, and people have always tried to link neurodiversity with different characters in the show. But by the nature of it, they've never even labelled anybody in. So you just see stuff, again, for kids might identify with. And they do everything. Like, they do it from grief and loss, the poor budgie this morning didn't make it, you know, to the happy stuff of weddings and families. And then, like, moving rooms and just all the stuff you and I would have done on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But then Bluey's doing it, whereas, you know, other cartoons probably feel just all a bit too neon-y, whereas Bluey isn't kind of afraid, like, and his mom and dad
and that thing that they don't, you know, identify things, they just kind of accept, there it is, it's just part of your
it's
world.
It's all just inclusion. Yeah. There's no need for labels, there's no need for pointing things out. It is as it is, and everybody just coexists. And again, just kind of falls back to that general bit which we said about Peppa. It just falls back to that general bit of respect.
Yeah.
You know, and also the dad gets exasperated. Like, this morning, the episode, he's driving along, right? Because they're going to the vet, obviously, with said budgie that had fallen out of the tree. And he's like, it's all this very kind, empathetic moment, which is then rude because the dad beeps his horn and goes, "Get off your phone," to somebody on the road. And it isn't at that moment where you go, "Ah, yeah, that's us. Like, that's all of us." And then you go through the budgie situation. But no,
it is Australian. Is it very Australian?
Very Australian.
Yeah.
He says words that are quite Australian. They refer to stuff. And also, it's warm.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like they have sun. Do you know? Like, I always never feel that, like, Peppa was reflective of what it would be like somewhere in England, where it is always, and they wear the, you know, the sun hats, and if they have sun cream on, you know, the Australians wear the coloured sun cream on their noses, and they, you know, wear their sun hats, and so it is quite like that. But yet, weirdly, you feel, again, to reiterate, cartoon family that are made up of dogs.
But those kind of small touches, you have to explain that. Why do they have things in their nose? Why are they wearing hats?
Kids are like that. Yeah. They just take everything as a given. It's us, really. As we grow, that's where we find maybe differences, or we feel the need to point out. Whereas if you put something in front of a kid, they just take it as is.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of part and parcel. Whatever that episode is, they just go, oh yeah, that's just what it was. And I suppose we maybe as adults because you, like, I looked at that this morning and they were like, oh, the poor budgie. But like, should they'd moved on and I was still driving into work thinking the budgie, you know, because, but you know, is that like, there's me like with Popcorn the Pigeon telling a whole convoluted story to the, I'll be really transparent and say to the point that we passed a pigeon in traffic. And I swear to God, I told my son, I told him that it was pigeon. Like, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Popcorn. Yeah. Like to that point, like I'm trying to protect him. Whereas it was just the mom and the sister met Bluey outside and they gave a hug and said, I'm really sorry about the budgie.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, or she was like, oh, it's really sad. And then they all just moved, like, yeah, like, oh, I get it. Okay. Same with the sign.
Yeah.
They wrecked their mom and dad's head for long enough, they didn't sell the house.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you, would you,
your
watch?
Son will be scared for life. I know. When he finds out.
But listen, I was told for years our next door neighbour's dog Fido was on the farm and we were out at my friend's hen and I said, your poor Fido went to the farm, and she was like, what? I was like, your dog Fido, the farm. I was totally shocked.
Oh no, I've sent dogs to farms as well. The Ireland's farms are full of dogs.
Full of dogs. Yeah, and I find, look, you know, I'm not a cartoon dog, so I got to do what I got to do. My kid probably wouldn't be as accepting. But it is, honestly, it's a gorgeous show to watch. And I think especially for kids, when you're trying to navigate things, if a cartoon can tell the story for you, hand it over to them.
Absolutely. Suzanne Cain, thanks a million.
Thank you very much. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. As I enjoyed it too, and lots of other people did. The episode Sleepy Time, says one texter, is one of the best pieces of animation ever made. Absolutely gorgeous storytelling. Bluey is a dose of wokeness and should be cancelled. And Paw Patrol should burn all the tapes of the Mighty Pups nonsense and get back to basics. Okay, all right. Well, I mean, they're just expanding their franchise. Well, then you should, if you don't like the wokeness in Bluey, you should check out Chip and Potato. That's super woke. That's like Wokeland is literally where they live. Everyone's, you know, no one has a gender there at all. I think Bluey is amazing at addressing real life issues in a child friendly way. Out of all the shows for children on streaming services, it's the one I don't mind my children are watching. Someone else says, as someone who doesn't have kids, I feel this Bluey thing has come out of nowhere. I feel like all my friends with kids are talking about it now, like it's bloody Game of Thrones. And then I open the Irish Times on Tuesday and there's a write-up about it. What is the world coming to? Well, it's only because this you know, half-hour-long episode was waiting, and then there was a surprise of a third or fourth series that nobody had anticipated. Now they're saying there's going to be a bit of a break, but they've said that before, but no doubt. We'll come back. Somebody else says, Bluey should release an epic 3-hour movie in the cinemas. The world deserves a new Bluey movie. And we were talking about Peppa Pig as well in the course of things. Yes, Peppa is literally a pig to everyone in her life. She is a toxic friend that I'd be cutting out of my life, would give Carrie Bradshaw a run for her money. Somebody else says, Peppa should be cancelled. I can never tell which one is the mam dog and which is the dad dog when Bluey is on in our house. I thought the dad wasn't blue, and then in one episode he was wearing a skirt. As you know, as mentioned earlier, wokeness. It's just wokeness. No one wears each other's clothes. They just get up in the morning and what do I fancy wearing today? My kids were so excited when the surprise episode landed on Disney. They feel such attachment to the characters. Indeed, and probably you got it from Suzanne as well. Kind of parents probably do as well. Is Bluey a Kerry Blue breed of dog? No, I just looked that up. Apparently, Bluey is an Australian cattle dog, which, if you look at photographs of it, is a pretty ugly looking mutt. Bluey, obviously, in the cartoon, doesn't look that ugly. Apparently, the colours used in Bluey reflect the spectrum that a dog can see. Not sure if it's true, but sure, it's a good one to tell people. It is, absolutely.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.